you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for another edition of the Coach's Corner. And with the Olympics right around the corner, we actually have somebody here locally that's going to be making the journey to Rio and will actually have a hand in the Olympics. He's USU Eastern basketball coach Aljama Bajeli, also known as Coach Vando, and he's joining us in the studio right now to talk a little bit about Rio and, of course, his basketball program, which is entering a fresh season with only one returning player from last year's squad. Coach, as always, we appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me over here. And like I said, I was, missing, talking to you.
Well, we miss talking to you too, Coach, and I'm glad we're going to get to talk to you for at least another year. I know there was some doubt on if you'd be able to return because of your working visa and your green card, but you've been approved for at least one more year, so we can expect to see you back on the bench.
Yes, I will. At least for one more year, I'll be back, and I'm very excited for that. Like I said, I love the USU Eastern. I love the community. I love to be here, and I'm very happy. I really, thankful, for the administration who could, work and approve that I could, come back for one more year.
Now, we say for at least one more year, you want to be here for the foreseeable future. That's the plan still.
Yes, that's, until if I got the green card in that time, period, I would like to be here, for good, at least. I'm the type of coach that wants to be in a place for the long term, not just using it as a step stone and go, jumping in over and over, going to a, school in a school. I like it, here. I think, we are, we're going to do a lot of good things. Our team from next year, I'm just going to bring one guy back, and then we're going to remodeling and rebuilding. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, there's a lot to get excited about. I mean, really, we've talked about a lot of stuff that's gone on this offseason. First off, the deal with Under Armour, which I think is huge for the school, especially from a recruiting standpoint. Coach Scott Fields is now your main assistant, so it's you and Coach Fields on the bench. He's a terrific basketball mind. We've had him on the show several times. And then you're back for another year, so a lot of uncertainty has been cleared up. And you guys have 14 guys already on the roster.
Yes, we already have signed, 14 guys. And the last one, the 15, he have his letter of intent in his hand. So I think he's going to – me and Scott, we pretty sure that he's going to sign with us. That's a kid from Minnesota, great kid. He's like a big wing, 6'5", very athletic, really, really good kid, good character. And I think, if we sign him and we're done recruiting and we have our team already.
One guy that I think people will definitely recognize just by the name is Cam Bailey, Thurl Bailey's nephew. You guys have brought him a transfer from Dixie.
Yes, he's a really good, add to our program. He was at Dixie. But, a year before when he came back from his mission, he came in working out with me. That time he almost, signed with us, but he decided to go to Dixie. But now, we talked to him again, And he's really very excited to come in over here and be a part of this new teaming that we put into together.
How many other guys individually do you have that when you signed him, you were extremely happy, extremely thrilled? How many game changers are on this team, at least in your mind, in the early going?
I think we have really like maybe three or four really, really good guys that I said, man, these guys are very, very talented. But the most important, Jordan, when we sign kids for this year, we want, good kids, good character, good students, good guys who's going to represent, the USU Eastern on and off the court. That's the most important for us. I decided to go internationally. And we're going to have seven guys from all over the world. And then, the rest of the guys, we're going to have returning missionaries and kids from Utah. I think that's a new way that we're going. And I think, going to be real, real good to USU to have, good characters on our team.
Last year was frustrating.
Very frustrating.
On multiple levels.
Yes.
To get a clean slate and have somebody like Coach Fields on your bench, how do you feel right now going into July compared to last year going into July?
Oh my gosh, I'm so like distressed right now. So, and besides that, you know, it's like you see, you know, usually we still recruiting when the school starts, and you never know what you're gonna get. But this year, you know, I decided and talked to Scott, and I said, you know, let's, if we have an opportunity to sign some really good talent and good characters as soon as we can, let's do it. Because, you know, now I can leave to Brazil and work at the Olympics, you know, say, hey, you know, I have a team already, I know what I'm going to do, what kind of, you know, type of players that we're going to have, what we're going to do for next year. That's much, much better than you still recruiting when the school starts.
Definitely, definitely. Our guest right now is Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball squad. Now, Coach, we can step away from the JUCO level here for a second. It's no secret you're going to be taking off for a little while. You're actually going to go to Rio. You're going to be involved with the Olympics on the women's side of the basketball court with Australia.
Yes, I'm going to be the liaison for them. You know, the Australian national team is one of the favorites to make, you know, the championship game against the U.S. So they're really, really good pro program. They've been really good, and they have, some girls who played in WNBA. The most famous, you know, but I think she's not going to be there, Lauren Jackson, who played for Seattle Storm. But, you know, they're considered, besides the U.S., Spain and Australia, that's the two teams who should, you know, make the finals against U.S. I'm very excited. I know the assistant coach for the men's team from Australia, and he said, you know, the girls are, they're coming with a really, really good team. And I think the biggest name that everybody knows, I think it's that big girl, 6'8", Cambridge, who I think dunked in the last Olympics. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be around, you know, not just on the, you know, with the Australian national team, but, you know, I'm going to have the opportunity to talk with all these coaches, you know, men and women on, you know, sides, and, you know, try to have a relationship and grow my network. I'm very excited.
And, you know, on top of all that, you got to go home.
Exactly. So I'm going to go home first, and I'm still working over there. I'm going to, you know, participate in some basketball clinics, and I'm going to still recruiting for us for you know, the next season. And, of course, and then go to Rio, go to the beach, and be over there, you know, and be involved, you know, with all this, you know, biggest event. And this is the first time the Olympics come to the South America. It's either very. I'm very proud to my country, you know, hold that kind of competition.
You know, they say that the single greatest honor an athlete can ever achieve is walking into the opening ceremonies representing his country. From a broadcaster standpoint, from a coach's standpoint, you're going to the ultimate athletic event, and you have a hand in it. That's what's so neat.
Yeah, that's nice, because, you know, I'm going to be on the court with the, you know, the Australian team. I'm going to be sit on the bench with them, and I'm going to go to the practice. And but the other thing I'm looking for, to be honest with you, I want to watch Usain Bolt, you know, run over there, you know, because he said after Rio he's going to retire.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I want to see the fastest man on earth, you know. I hope that he won, you know, win, you know, the gold medal. I'm looking forward to watch that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Usain Bolt, because that's the fastest athlete we've ever seen. I mean, I've always wondered if we put Usain Bolt in a match race with Michael Johnson. I'm sure you remember Michael Johnson.
Oh, yes. Great Michael Johnson.
How would he push Usain Bolt? I don't know that there's much comparison. I mean, the more I watch Bolt, he's been at such a high level for so long, and you get to witness one of his last races.
Well, and then, like, I learned to admire that guy. Do you remember when I went to Jamaica a few years ago to recruit over there? And, Jordan, I saw, you know, the facility that he practiced over there. And, wow, these facilities are horrible. He runs on the, you know, grass and all that stuff. You know, the facilities are horrible. And I learned to respect because, you know, he said, man, you know, this man, you know, come from nothing and practice on this facility over here, and he beat everybody in the world. And I said, man, these guys, you know, he is very talented. And one thing that I like it on him, he's very humble too. Mm-hmm. You know, he is very humble. And like I said, you know, I grew up watching, you know, the 100 meters, and I see all the American, you know, runners that, you know, very famous through all these years. And suddenly a Jamaican guy, you know, step up and compete with, you know, against, you know, these American runners. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And like I said, I wanna see, you know, him, if he can, you know, win over there and grab the gold, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be part of history.
Right, right. Well, Coach, I'm so excited for you to get to go to Rio and be a part of the Olympics. When you come back, you got to make sure you come in and tell us your stories.
Oh, I will for sure.
Okay.
I will. And I'm looking forward, you know, to watch, you know, the U.S. team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that, you know, a lot of guys say no because, you know, they're injured or they have, you know, they hurt or they don't want to go. But, man, you know, the U.S., for me personally, they're going to win the gold for sure.
Yeah.
And they have, a new group of talent guys that we're going to take, you know, this gold, you know, back home over here for sure. They're young talent.
Yeah.
They can still play for the next two or three Olympics. And one thing, you know, like Carmelo, we're going to make history because he's going to be the first man, you know, to win three consecutive, you know, gold medals for U.S. That's the thing that I like, you know, see the history goes by in front of your eyes. That's awesome.
Yeah, they should definitely win gold. Anytime you have a DeMarcus Cousins who's your fifth or sixth best player on the team, you're pretty deep.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk with you. Thank you again. I know you're heading out Friday, so please be safe, and I look forward to talking with you when you get back.
Well, thank you, you know, for everything that you've been done, you know, to our program. Thank you for all the opportunities that you're giving to us, all, and to me and my assistants over here. I really appreciate that. I'm looking forward for next year that I'm going to have fun. And for sure, I hope that, you know, I'm coming back with good stories and we can laugh together yeah. over here.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Coach Vando with the USU Eastern Eagle basketball squad. Again, talking about making the journey to Rio for the Olympics, and also his basketball team. Players will be reporting here in about a month. A lot to get excited about as far as the JUCO sports scene goes. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move talk NBA free agency. We'll bring in another guest when we return here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM.